You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
So I'm here with my friend and pastor, David Jarez, in Monterrey, Mexico. Thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you, Martino.
So, to start, I know you've been working with young people for a long time. How many years have you worked with young people, university students?
It's been since 1980, so that would make pretty much 38, 39 years.
Must mean that you started when you were 3 years old, huh?
Yes. two years old.
But I understand, and this is really what we're hoping to talk to you about, that you've embarked in something new over the last little while, mm-hmm. which I guess might be called something like being an industrial chaplain or a business chaplain. That would probably be the English name. Tell us a little bit more about this, with companies. And
yes, through some friends that have their own companies, they've been interested in having us, Servants of the Word, help them out in creating a better working environment in their own companies. And over time, we also got to know an organization called His Way at Work. And also, we've been able to interact with them and learn from them. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, we have been asked to help out with courses, with some kind of coaching in the businesses, companies that we've been working or serving with. And we've been able to help them out because of, in many ways, because of the experience that we have as servants of the Word, because of the pastoral work that we do, or the kind of service that we provide for communities or for other people. So we are able to do some things that we didn't think were.
Okay.
It's really a new world for us.
And what kind of companies are you talking about? I mean, are these computer companies or manufacturing? Or
they are.
The wider variety.
Okay. It can go well with many companies.
And what kind of courses do you teach there?
Well, I've been teaching mainly three courses. Again, this is something that was not exactly planned for. The main one is a course on how to be more happy.
Okay.
So several years ago, I embarked in doing a personal study about happiness. And I was thinking of just how to package the study for my own purpose, you know, how to package the things that I was learning. And I decided to go along some of the themes that we have in our community courses. So I began to arrange a number of the things that I was reading and underlining and summarizing into happiness and relationships, happiness and emotions, happiness and sense of life, happiness in our bodies, happiness in the way we speak and talk, happiness in our will, happiness in our mind. So it ended up being like a course, how to be more happy in each of these areas.
So do you define happiness for them, or is the goal of the course for them to define happiness for themselves?
I try to give a little bit of a definition of happiness to them. I think everyone has a little bit of an intuition of what it means. My main, perhaps, line starter for the course many times is there's not complete happiness in this world. That is a chance to be more happy in this earth. So when I speak about happiness, I try to relate it a lot with the traditional sense of being happy, which is perfection or just virtue, growing in virtue. That, in fact, traditionally has been one of the main definitions for happiness. As long as you keep on growing in virtue, you will be able to be happier because you're finding the purpose, the purpose for which God created us here.
And what's the reaction of the audience? I mean, I'm assuming not everybody that, who listens to you has a spiritual or a religious background.
So in fact, the Course is not Christian in itself. I do cite, you know, Jesus Christ as an authority here and there with some of the things that he said. But to be honest, I've been impressed on how well it has been received. Because, I mean, people have a thirst and a longing for something in their lives that, that helps them to experience life just in a better way, how to relate better, how to handle stress in a better way, and how to just live in a way that will make them more happy. So I found a lot of openness, and again, I've been impressed on how well the message has been received. In that sense. And I try to be very practical in the things that I offer to them. I normally try to give them very specific homeworks. And we have a time of sharing. And also, to my surprise, people have been very open. Even personally, when they share, well, this is something that I now understand better. I didn't have any idea about this. So it's been very... in that sense, a life-giving to me, just to see that people are getting, are being benefited by the Course.
And is there a follow-up after they take the Course? You mentioned the word coaching.
Yes. Depends on the company. Some companies, I always leave a little bit of follow-up for them so that the company can do it themselves with HR, human resources, if they want. But also they are... call for some kind of follow-up, and I end up either giving another course or trying to give something that wraps up what has been said in the future. But mainly the follow-up is some very specific tools, simple tools for the human resource department so that they are able, if they want, to follow up with their own employees.
And you're, of course, sort of an urban monk, like myself. Is there a reaction to the fact that you are a professional religious, or what's people's reaction when they find out that you're not really a business consultant in your first...
If there has been a reaction, I haven't really noticed in terms of what kind of, what authority do we have in order to speak to us if you are an urban monk. But I think that the content is persuasive enough. You know, that it has a weight in itself. And also, when they see the kind of work that I've done for many years now, to be honest, in terms of helping communities, helping people live a better life, helping families raise families, so... that also brings into the business environment some kind of
certain
authority. So I did think that I was going to experience that kind of reservation thing or looks. I don't know. I have not. Thank you. So it has. I've received an open door in that sense.
Excellent. And so, are you thinking of rolling that out more, expanding that, or is it only a little sideshow?
I think to be honest, for us in the Servants of the Word, I think it's an open door for older Servants of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, again, the experience that life gives us living together, the type of work that many of us do, that we don't have an idea of the many things that we can give others in certain kind of business environments by being chaplains or coaches or giving this kind of courses. So I do see myself continue to do some of this as here in Latin America. We've been asked by many companies, hey, do you have a Servant of the Word half-time that could come and work for us? And we've said no to 3 or 4 of them.
Because okay.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we've said no to several companies that have asked officially that they want to hire one of us in your company.
Excellent. Well, we wish you and the other brothers here in Mexico the best of luck. And may you become ever more happy, even as you teach happiness to other people.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.